Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Skip down to John 8:23. When the rulers of the Jews were fighting with Jesus about these things, he said to them, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world." Now, most people would believe that about Jesus. But what about you? There was a time when you were from beneath. Born of this world, born into the sin and curse and death of it, and when you came to the knowledge of good and evil, you, like everybody else, chose wrong. And you died. And you were born of this death and this curse and this sin. But if you were born again, you were born from above. Oh, hallelujah. You were born from above. And if you're born from above, then you're no longer from beneath. You are born from above when you're born again. And because you're born from above, our mind should be on the above. Our focus and looking should be on the above that does not change. Walking by faith means walking by the above. Amen. Walking by sight means walking by the below. Focusing on what you see down here and you feel down here, and that determines how you think, how you feel. Walking by faith is the way you get on top of all this. Amen. It's the way you rise above it all and can live above it all, even though part of your life is still in it. Amen. By faith, you can rise above. Go with me to Colossians, the third chapter. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. He says, "If you then be risen with Christ..." Are we? What do you do? "Seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God." Keep going. "Set your affection on what?" He keeps saying it. He already said it, but he said it again. "On things above, not on things on the earth." What are the things on the earth? They're the things that are seen. Why shouldn't we focus on them? They're going to change before the day's out. Right? One way or the other. It'll make me unstable to focus on them. If I try to decide I'm healed based on how I feel, I'm in trouble. If I try to decide whether I'm healed or not based on the report that might come back. I've had a lot of people look at me and say, "Brother Keith, pray for me. I'm going to get some tests. Pray for me that I'll get a good report." No, I'm not going to do it. That means your faith is based in that report. No. You need to know what you believe right now before you see or hear anything. And you need to believe the same thing no matter what you hear. Because that report, they're telling you what they just saw. And by the time they tell you what they saw, it has changed. Is that right? One way or the other. That's subject to change. Don't put your faith in things you see or other people see or you feel. You're going to be unstable. Set your affection. Set your mind. Set your heart on what? On things above. Not on the things on the earth. For you did die, and your life has been hid with Christ in God. You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Do you know you can't die? Oh, I lost somebody. You know why you can't die? You already died. Yeah, Lord tarries is coming. You'll slip out of your body. That doesn't mean you will die. Jesus already tasted death for you. And if you'll walk with the Lord, you can slip out of this body and never even know you died. You don't have to go through this arduous, torturous thing. You'll just realize, wow, I'm feeling good. Glory to God. And you'll notice, oh, that's my body over there. Okay. Then you'll realize. I tell you one thing, when you see it, you'll go, man, I didn't know I looked that bad. And you will not miss it. You will go, hey. Until the Lord fixes this, I don't even want to see it again. They might as well bury it. That's a good thing for it. You'll come back and pick it up when you come with Him, when He fixes it and makes it something that can stay with your eternal spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Go to Matthew. Matthew 14. This applies to every day of our life. We walk by faith. Matthew 14 gives us a very vivid, actually dramatic, extraordinary example of walking. Somebody say walking.
Walking.
Walking by faith. In Matthew 14, Jesus ministered to people and healed their sick. Down in verse 15, they were all there for days and they got hungry, and there was the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, and thousands of people were fed supernaturally by a miracle. And then, verse 22, at the very end of that situation, straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and go before Him to the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And so when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. You know, Jesus did a lot of praying. You reckon we need to do a lot of praying too? Absolutely. Just you and the Father communing with Him longer than 5 minutes. Not with other stuff going on. Turn the TV off. Don't be answering texts all through the time you're supposed to be praying, you know. It's disrespectful. It really is. You're talking to somebody more important than anybody else that's going to be texting you. Or any of these other things. So He's praying. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. Keep going. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Did you know, just because the Lord sent you to do something doesn't mean it'll always be smooth sailing?
Right.
He sent them to do this. This wasn't their idea, was it? He said, no, you guys go on. I want you to go right now. So they loaded up in the boat and they left, doing what He told them to do, when He told them to do it, and ran right into a storm. The storm wasn't from the Lord. It was the enemy trying to hinder them. You'll see in just a moment, this was a storm stirred up by the enemy. Keep reading. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them doing what?
Walking.
Doing what?
Walking.
Walking. Walking what?
On
the sea. Now you just stop right here. Sadly, there's a lot of church-going people will tell you this is probably just some type of a type or symbolic illustration. But we are too educated to actually believe that somebody physically walked on top of the water. We all know that's against the laws of physics. gravity, the density of water, the density of your body ain't happening. Hence, didn't happen. I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about church-going people. There's a lot of church-going people that'll tell you, well, you know, did he actually physically walk on the water? I don't know that he did, but that's not the main thing. Wrong. 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 If you don't believe that happened, you probably don't believe in the virgin birth either. Amen. Which means you probably don't believe in a literal physical resurrection either. Amen. Which means you are not saved. Amen. You have not been born from above. And you are in desperate trouble. Amen. And one of these days, if you don't get that fixed, you're going to slip out of your body and it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks that you were wrong. Yeah. You're going to realize some things. It's going to be late. I believe this now. Amen. Anybody with me in here? Amen. I am a believer tonight. Amen. I do believe that God created the heavens and the earth with His spoken word. Amen. How did He do it? Ask Him. He's God. I do believe He created man. I do believe Jesus literally walked on the H2O. Did it happen? If you don't believe this, you probably don't believe the rest of this either. And this is serious. Whether you believe this or not is no small thing. We're talking about lost or saved. This is very serious. I believe it. I believe it. I believe Jesus was over there on that hillside praying. He communed with the Father for some time. And He got direction to not wait on another boat. Or not wait till in the morning. His boys are out there. They're concerned about this situation. And He said, I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I hear Him say. So this wasn't just something off the top of His head. Amen. As He communed with the Father, He saw Himself doing this. The Father showed Him to do this. Ever how it happened. And He walks down the mountainside. And when He gets to the shore, I said, when He gets to the shore, when He got to the shore, He just stepped right off the land onto the water and kept on walking.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Faith of God who gives me